I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 45 tons of radioactive water leak from the Fukushima power station in Japan over the weekend. It's not stopping the work of the church, though. Asian Access's Joe Handley says churches are now wanting to build hope centers to accommodate housing and relief. These centers could be instrumental in seeing many turn to Christ. Financial support is needed. Handley says that's not all that's needed.
This is a new season in Japan. Pastor after pastor said to me, Joe, we need hundreds of missionaries to come to Japan. This is the hour.
Meanwhile, the debt crisis in Greece could lead to a new European Union treaty. EU leaders say measures must be increased. AMG International's Paul Jenks agrees.
In decades gone by, when a country would slip into huge debt like Greece has done, they would just devalue their currency. But because they're all using the euro, they don't have that freedom anymore, and so they have to be on the same page fiscally. And if it doesn't happen, a Lehman Brothers type financial crisis for the whole world is not inconceivable.
People are looking for spiritual answers. Pray. And there's good news and bad news coming out of Uganda. First, the good news. Uganda's child immunization rates have been on the upswing. Now the bad news. More than 80 kids will die in the next 24 hours because their parents couldn't afford basic health care. IN Network has an immunization project where $30 provides protection against disease. The project also introduces people to Christ. Here's the kicker. It has no support. We've got the details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The new Matthew West Christmas CD, Heart of Christmas, is waiting for you. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you this new CD that will point you to the Christ of Christmas, creating new memories this year. Get your Matthew West CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.